And now as we move into step four, disappointments. Oh, disappointments. This is where the work really begins, because we're going to write down our disappointments and difficulties about ourselves, and we are releasing them tonight. We are letting them go. We are totally, 100% releasing these disappointments and difficulties. And these, as you write down the things about myself that most disappoint and frustrate me. Hey, write it down. Just make the list long, because we are going to send them out into the universe so that you can be free. There's a freedom here. There's a huge shift in freedom when we acknowledge our disappointments and difficulties and we quit hitting ourselves over the head with them. We quit hitting our heads, knocking our heads over and over and talking to ourselves. We gotta get rid of the critical parent in our head. You know, that one that criticizes and frustrates us and it gnaws at us and tells us things about ourselves that are reminders and never sets us free. We are setting ourselves free tonight and getting rid of this part of ourselves that keeps us in the merry-go-round of not okayness, not okayness, because you are okay. You are okay. And you tonight are going to set yourselves free. You are going to say, whatever it is that disappoints and frustrates you, and all those little nitty-gritty things that keep you stuck in the glue, and doesn't let you move in consciousness. Yes, we have to acknowledge our critical parent in our head, that one that keeps going around, and we are releasing that tonight because it no longer has power over you. It no longer has that power. We are not going to let it empower us. We are going to take the power away tonight, because we must honor ourselves and love ourselves. So we're going to look at these things about ourselves that most disappoint us and frustrate us, and what beliefs and attitudes do I have about myself because of these disappointments? I never can do this, or I'm too dumb, or oh, I'm not even going to into it. You got your own list. You don't need mine. And then how do these ideas keep me in an old state of consciousness? An old state of consciousness, because we're getting rid of the old state of consciousness tonight. So write it down, because it's going to go. It's going out the door. It's not going to leave with you tonight when you walk out that door. It will not leave, because it is your desire to let it go. And it's my desire to help you to let it go. Yes, the old state of consciousness, which limits me from moving into a higher expression of who I am. A higher expression of who I am. We start acknowledging that part of us that is that God-empowered part of us. Not the ego. The ego, The ego just loves to play around with us. And the closer we get to letting that ego go, the more it comes into contact with us and talks to us. So tonight we're going to let it ship it away. We're going to let it go. We're going to toss it off the seven steps and let it go, because it doesn't belong to us. And we want to acknowledge and love ourselves and start anew. We are starting anew tonight. Each and every one in this room is starting anew. And so our disappointments and difficulties are a list that is going to be done away with. So make it long, make it strong, and make it sincere from your heart. Those you should-haves. Oh, don't we love our should-haves? We should all over ourselves, don't we? All over the place. And we gotta let go of that stuff and move in consciousness and be that which we were created to be. The process begins right now.